This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
All right, you are hanging back with the Jack right here at Back to the 80s Radio. And that was Everybody Wants to Rule the World by the legendary Tears for Fears. Talking about everybody wanting to rule the world. Hey, we got a ticket set going out to caller number 5 if they want to go to the Monster Truck Rally in Anaheim, California. That's right. You check out Bigfoot and Gravedigger and all the fan favorites. Hey, right now we're asking a golden question for those tickets. And this is to all you royal kings and queens out there in Jackson Gangsterville. Hey, what was Queen's number one song in 1980? Caller number 5. Caller's right here at Radio Back to the 80s. Hold on. Hey, you are hanging with the Chang. Caller number 5. Tell me who you are. Tell me that you're alive.
This is the ex-prince. You can now call me King Charles III.
Oh, King Charlie!
No, I'm talking heathen.
Hey.
All that we know is Mummy left us not too long ago.
Oh, King Charlie.
And therefore, I decree that the answer to your question... Oh, bugger, what? I don't remember the answer. What was the question?
Oh, Charles, my boy, it's Mummy.
Mummy!
I miss you and your brother Mummy. So.
Well, you are sorely missed as well. I had you summoned because I have to get the answer to a question. Something rather distastefully, I must admit. But it is the question of this radio jock from the United States. Mr. Radio Personality, what was the question?
My name is the Chag and you're on the Hag. Hey, now, Charlie, I'm going to call you King Charlie.
Charles.
The question is, what was Queen's top hit in the 1980s? If you can answer that, you and your mummy's soul will be going to go check out the Monster Truck Rally in Anaheim, California. You have the answer, King Charlie. The listeners are waiting.
No, that should be a piece of cake. Mummy, what was your favorite lullaby to sing to me, Mummy?
You're under such pressure, Charles. It's under pressure.
Under pressure. Thank you, Mummy. Mr. Sir Mix-a-Lot, the answer is Under Pressure by Mummy.
Oh! Yickety-yak, the King Charlie has come back. Hey, King Charlie, want to tell the listeners that you are a proud winner to 2 tickets to the Monster Truck Rally of Anaheim, California, coming up this Saturday. And I want you to tell all those boys and girls and royal kings, queens, prince and princesses out there in Changsterville, who do you listen to and who's your number one 80s radio station? King Charlie! Tell them who your mama is.
Knock, knock. Hello, I'm saying knock, knock. You must respond, you heathen.
Who's there?
Silence! I am the king.
What?
On behalf of the Queen Mother and myself, King Charles III, and I want to let you know that you are doing a grand job, Mr. Jock. Long live the 80s, long live the Queen, and long live Back to the 80s Radio.
You heard it right there from King Charlie. We are back to the 80s Radio.
This
This is the one and only Back to the 80s Radio. Thank you for joining us on another wonderful Friday. First introductions are in order, because next to me is a man, a myth, and a legend in his very own mind. He's been known to some people back in the 80s as El Paletero, which translated means the ice cream man. To us here at Back to the 80s, we refer to him as the ever-so-wondrous Chang.
What's crack-a-lackin', everybody out there in Back to the 80s land?
It is I, the Chang. Can you please form a single line, no pushing, and I will wait on one customer. I have banana splits, strawberry splits, malts. I also have ice cream cones, big sticks. I have popsicles, I have certain dazzling cups of pistachio ice cream, all for a dollar. Thank you, and please come again. Hi, this is Chang, Chang's Ice Cream. How are you, Toscano? What can I get
really?
You? One or two scoops.
Two. Do you remember Thrifties? A lot of people that are in the United States will remember Thrifties back in the 80s, even before that, of course.
Oh,
but
yeah, brother.
Thrifties
yeah.
had the best ice cream. Remember that? Oh. Now I think that only Rite Aid carries Thrifty's ice cream.
You are right. And as a matter of fact, Mr. and Mrs. Chang, myself, stepped out just 2 days ago to Rite Aid because we're getting in that golden age where, you know, we have to go get some medications and some vitamins, you know, for the silver years. And we picked up not one but two scoops of delicious Thrifty's ice cream cones. And on the sugar cone, I will add. Remember the little tiny cone that we used to get?
Yes, yes, I remember. Although we used to get, for some reason, I used to get, you know, as a small child, I think back in the 70s.
Really?
My dad used to give me the other cone, the sugar cone, I guess they're called. No, the thin brown one, not the thin brown one. It's the other one. The wafer cone. That's
now, did you get the wafer cone that was all solid? I remember sometimes getting the wafer cone to where it was kind of had like a crack, kind of like a seam where you could see they kind of like rolled it together, but it didn't really make it solid yet.
No, never had that one. I just had the normal ones with a little crisscross design.
See, and I
like
used to see those, and I used to tell my grandma, oh, I got the generic, I got the bunk one. Because as your ice cream melts, it starts coming through that crease. Gets all over your clothing, your toys.
Exactly.
You can't touch G.I. Joe anymore because your hands are dripping with chocolate ice cream. And you know, and your grandma.
But it was fantastic ice cream. Now, my question to you, is it still that good, even if it's
You know
writing?
What? It is still that good, but the missing element is remembering how I pissed off my grandparents when I would touch things in their car with ice cream hands. Ay, demonio, goddammit, don't touch anything. Use the napkins.
When Back to the 80s Radio comes back, radio personalities of the 1980s, we're going to be right back.
That's the way. mashup song for the amazing 80s rock band Rock Sugar. Stay tuned, because next week on the show, we've got Chuck Duran, the lead guitarist and co-founder of the mashup band sensation, Rock Sugar. Chang, hit it, buddy.
Jocks of an Era Gone By on terrestrial radio. A show tonight about who had the balls, who had the guts, who had the boldness, and who had the freedom to be that radio friend that we all miss nowadays, that we've lost that in the golden age of radio. Now, Toscano, let me address you before we dive into our categories. Who is the most impressionable jock of your memory and your favorite radio station in your growing years of the 1980s? You tell me yours, and I will tell you mine after.
Well, I can tell you that the biggest ones in Los Angeles in the 80s, when I really paid attention to radio, the biggest one was probably Rick Dees, Shadow Stevens, of course. You know, he went on to do a lot of television. I want to say that those are the two most popular. Yeah, two most popular that I knew of. I mean, at a national level, right? Syndicated level. And then you had other ones that, of course, I would listen to. Somewhere from Kiss FM. I also used to listen to 103.5. A good friend of ours now, Ted Ziegenbusch, and Mike Sakalaridis used to be on Coast 103.5. And of course, I also used to listen to Power 106, Mucho Morales, Cervantes, used to listen to them all. Even Jay Thomas. Remember Jay Thomas, great morning jock?
He was one of the first controversial jocks.
Right, right. He started.
He was that... Carla's boyfriend in Cheers. He played Carla's husband.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, I never watched the show. So,
well, too bad. So... Great show. We didn't miss you. We had a Cheers party, as a matter of fact. And you weren't missed. You're not missed at all.
So yeah. So Jay Thomas, also Benny Martinez, Bruce Vidal was another one of the big ones that I used to listen to on Kiss FM. And like I said, Power 106, whoever was on there. 80s radio, brother, is what we want to talk about today. A lot of people that are listening from all over the world will remember that in your particular area, wherever it is that you grew up, people have told me from other parts of the world that in the 80s, it was great for them as well, even with radio. Somewhere along the decades, after the mid-90s, everything just changed exactly as radio did. Those are some of the jocks that I used to listen to.
Growing up, you know, everyone knows that by now I'm a bit older than you, and I'm a child of born in 65, but I'm pretty much a radio music child of that era up into, you know, the 80s of my growing years. And I'd say in 80s radio, my favorite radio personality, the one that was like the eclipse of what I wanted to do one day if I ever was bold enough or fortunate enough to do radio, was Jim Ladd of KMET. Not only Jim Ladd, but I'd say the entire staff of KMET 94.7, located in Los Angeles, Hollywood, California, right off the 101 freeway off of Sunset. And a lot of the jocks from KLOS. But I would have to say Jim Ladd is definitely my number one mentor, besides Shadow Stevens, who kind of showed me and showed me that it's cool to be funny. It's cool to be funny, intelligent. It's cool to use that comedic kind of personality that one may be born with. And just Jim Ladd, just like touching people's souls with the music he played, speaking on the freedoms of us as Americans, of freeform radio, freeform music, you know, kind of liberalism, but more or less over liberalism, equality, and the thought of if everybody could unify in the form of music, what a beautiful place this would be. So I would have to definitely say it was those two individuals that opened up my eyes to, hell yeah, that's what radio is. I'll never forget these guys, you know. They were there at some of my darkest times and some of the times where I was trying to figure out if I was crazy in the head for being who I am. So definitely those two individuals.
You know, radio personalities, I remember back then, they were larger than life. You would hear these guys with these, just some guys with these marvelous, beautiful voices. and other guys with maybe not as beautiful of a voice, but with their own style. And one very, very important aspect that these guys brought to us, and gals, because there was a bunch of great gals doing it, the job as well, it was that they were entertainers. Radio along the way, especially today, you listen to these guys, and the number one thing that they tell them is do not be like an announcer from back in the day. They don't want them to be the announcers. They say, we want you to be more relatable, and we want you to talk like if they're right next to you, which I can understand. The problem is that you lose what we had being an entertainer, because that's what you are. You're an entertainer. And you touch people as they've touched you in dark times. They were a part of a life in the fun times and the happy times. Even in the sad times, we could do requests when you were in love. There was so much that radio personalities did back in the day. I have a few honorable mentions, and I want everybody to enjoy what radio used to be like for us in the 80s. This is Chuck Geiger from KFRC in San Francisco.
KFRC San Francisco, with the best music in stereo. 7 o'clock, Chuck Geiger, Burning Rubber. KFRC's Dr. Don Rose and your Duke Dave Sholin bring you the newest and tastiest videos. Watch for it, the videos, starting this Saturday night at 6:30 on Channel 4. They will take you deep into the world of rock video. Huey Lewis in the news on Stereo 610.
Hello, I think I know you. If you'll turn around, I know you. Lionel Richie at KFRC.
KFRC.
KFRC has winners galore at Stereo 610. Henry Hank Cooper of Vacaville picked up $100 for his family to spend anywhere they want to. Just part of over $250,000 in Big Yazoo cash that's been won here on 610. Toto Basque, we're going way down to Africa.
One of the other ones, Chang, that was really, really fantastic was a guy by the name of Chuck Boom Boom Cannon. Now, have you ever heard this guy?
You know what? I have never heard this guy. Obviously, he's not in L.A., so I'm only a product of Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, this is KKLQ San Diego.
San Diego's Q106. She's not preaching, but she's getting the message across. KKLQ, your better mix of music radio station with the QGM Twins, FM 106.5, AM 600, the Cannon, shooting for maximum intensity. Boogie to burn holes in your consciousness. Are you ready for 30 minutes nonstop?
I dig it.
Yeah, tone low, gonna make it smoke and get it going with funky cold Medina. Oh, Q106, I'm jamming. Giving it up again. Another chance to get a couple of tickets to go see the Cover Girls tomorrow night this hour. Will to power. Say it's gonna rain when you hear it. Be called a 22. Tell me Q's your concert connection and you win.
They don't make them like they used to.
Oh, they just don't, bro. I mean, it's funny because I can't say funny. It's odd and ridiculous that as MTV entered the ear, more the eye waves of the movement of music and radio broadcasting and radio recording, companies started going for the appeal of one's eye from the talent rather than the musical content or the musical talent that they would hold. And it's then when you saw that sudden change, not only on radio, in the music business, album-wise, television-wise, video-wise, but radio started to seem to die. There was a less need for the radio personality who were the kind of orchestrator of the radio orchestra, if I may say, the songs that were played, the commercials that were played, the message that they played, the kind of format or tone that each radio jock presented in their four-hour shift, giving it that radio experience of that time, its own taste, its own personality, its own vibe. So as the listener, we intertwine with that and we align with what really gets to our heart, our soul, makes our bodies shake and dance in the car or wherever you're at, or crank it louder, or set the tone for a gathering. And it was at that time when that started dying. And I'm going to tell you, I blame MTV. I blame the record companies. And I blame everybody else in the music business that was a bunch of pansy-ass wussies that sold out the ever so gracious FM terrestrial radio. Is that in a nutshell for you?
That's in a nutshell, my brother, because without getting too much into the business of radio, it will never be the same. See, we were exposed to all of that. We grew up with that. The younger generation, you know, my kids are never going to hear radio the way we used to. They're never going to go, oh, man, I can't wait to listen to this jock at this time. No, you don't say that anymore. And you know what? Did MTV kill the radio? I think MTV did kill a lot of it. They are responsible for a lot of the stuff that went down. There's one thing, brother, that I don't know if you'll agree with me or not, but I think the main responsible party when the internet started, all of a sudden now you get music in a different way. It changed the whole world of radio because now the executives and the attorneys who actually run the behind the scenes, they take over and they have to adjust to whatever the times are bringing. And at the end of the day, all they care for is about money. They don't care about the listener. We've talked about that before. These lawyers and executives who run radio stations, and which, by the way, as a side note, there's a handful of companies that own thousands of radio stations across the United States. So it's a monopoly. And anyway, long story short, we grew up with a different radio. I'd like to find out, how was radio in your country? I remember with this a couple of weeks ago when we interviewed Sandy from Australia. It used to be fantastic. Radio used to be fantastic back in the 80s. And you know what? It all boils down to what we had here in the United States. And I got to tell you, back in the 80s, it was just freaking entertainment. It was just downright entertaining to listen to radio. A real quick story. There was a jock in L.A. His name was Bruce Vidal. And he was a jock at Kiss FM. And he had been all over the country as well. On one occasion on his radio station in San Francisco, he ended up announcing that a $25,000 prize for a certain caller. Well, of course, he had a caller and he told this caller that they had won $25,000, but it wasn't the time of the day that he was supposed to. So basically, he wasn't supposed to give anybody that money. Well, he got fired from the station and the station had to pay $25,000 because of a screw up from a jock. So we got it all, man, from back then. We got it all. I loved radio jocks back in the 80s.
102.7 Kiss FM. I love that jam. KC Haley, if you think you're lonely now, just wait. I've heard that before, let me tell you. All right, office of the day. We got In-N-Out Burgers for free lunch. Here we go. We got a fax from the folks over at Chicago Title Company. I used to work for a title company back before I was a disc jockey, when I was going to disc jockey school. When I worked my way through.
Hello again, everyone. I'm standing here on the deck of a world-famous cruise ship, and boy, is this exciting to announce Candy's Caribbean Fantasy Cruise Sweepstakes.
Sheila, great bikini. You look terrific.
And you know what the incredibly terrific grand prize is? A free one-week Caribbean cruise. Can you believe it? On a world-famous cruise ship. And all you have to do to enter the Candy Sweepstakes is... It's just fantastic. I mean sun and fun and all that shopping. Even a free cruise wardrobe and other free gifts. And all you have to do to enter is simply... Imagine a whole week of eating, drinking, singing, dancing, sunning, swimming, even optional shuffleboard. So remember to enter just...
Golf lessons now being given on the promenade deck.
And good luck!
Okay. Just in case you missed that, entry blanks for the cruise on a Carnival Cruise Line ship are available now through March 25th at May Company and Women's Shoes. No purchase necessary, but you may want to purchase a pair or two of Hot Exciting Candy's Fast Track shoes anyway.
You're listening to Back to the 80s.
Now, back in the 80s, I remember listening to KRLA, Shotgun Thomas, Machine Gun Kelly, and of course, everybody that was ever incarcerated, and everybody's homie, the legend himself. You know who I'm talking about. Art LeBeau. Art LeBeau had such a smooth voice that he could speak gang lingo and call out homies with such an intellectual presence. Hey, this next call goes out from Angel Girl to Chuko, who's in San Quentin right now, saying, I love you, babe, and I can hardly wait till we are together again. This song goes out to you, Chuko. And it was like, wow, white guy talking to the Raza locked up in jail. You knew back then when you had connections like that, that radio was genuine. Another jock, Fraser Smith, on KMET every morning early when I was getting ready to go to school in high school. Fraser Smith portrayed himself as like maybe three or four characters on his morning show. So sometimes he was talking to himself and answering himself, but it was just like, you know, he just had that vibe to just wrap you up and kind of take you on a comical journey in the morning as you're getting ready to face the day. We definitely have lost that kind of presence in radio. We do have the many listeners that are of the younger generation that did not grow up with what we had, did not know the value and the importance, and I do strongly say importance, that radio disc jockeys brought to the table for entertainment of the ear, entertainment of the mind, entertainment for the soul, but for the sheer friendship and bond that they gave us from so far away when we, the listener, were by ourselves listening to those speakers, my brother.
From the mouth of Chang to everybody listening on Back to the 80s Radio, we're going to be right back. Don't go away.
Great song, isn't it? Jefferson Airplane, 3/5 of a mile in 10 seconds. A song about commercialism, advertising, and all of that. The Beatles' I Me Mine, George Harrison's Living in the Material World, and Police with Spirits in the Material World. And congratulations to Leonard Sanchez from Boyle Heights. Leonard, my brother, you're going to go see the Police and Elvis Costello because you have the good taste, the grace, and the luck to be listening to 95.5 KLOS. Good for you, man. And thank you for being a part of the tribe, Leonard. Everybody out there who listens to this show, you are a part of a tribe of people who have chosen freeform rock and roll radio over the lowest common denominator. This is not a show for stupid people. This is not background music. This is not a show where we use research and market-driven techniques to try to figure out how to get inside the mass psyche of as many people as we can. No. This is you and me talking. That's the difference. This is you and me. And we speak not only through words, but we speak through this extraordinary music. For our vocabulary is long and wide and deep. Our vocabulary is rock and roll music. It's about a lack of restrictions. It's about a lack of fences, a lack of trying to rein us in and pigeonhole us. Now, that doesn't mean that freeform radio is free of structure. Quite the contrary. And a lot of people don't get this. They hear freeform radio and they think, oh, it's just like a mishmash of anything Jim wants to throw on. Well, it is anything that I want to play. But for those of you tribal members who get what's going on here, you know that this show is more structured than any other show on the air. A format is random. What you're normally hearing on radio is taking the research, putting it into a computer, and it vomits up a list of songs. It spits out a random list of tunes without any rhyme or reason. That is the antithesis of what we're doing here. Every song that I choose to play for you, I make about 100 decisions about that song. First, what does the song say? Will it advance the particular point that I'm trying to make? How does it begin? How does it end? What is the tempo? What lyrical connection is going to drive the storyline of the particular set that we're talking about? We're talking about commercialism and living in the material world in that last set of songs. I'm Jim Ladd, and this, ladies and gentlemen, is 95.5 KLOS Los Angeles.
Hey, some of you remember the 80s vibe, right? Well, it lives loud and proud on Back to the 80s with my pals Toscano and Chang.
There are two jocks. It's a duo, and the other one was a single guy with his whole crew, and that was Rick Dees. At least here in Southern California, before Mark and Brian, who are the duo that I was talking to you about, he already had started crank calling people and doing skits on the radio nationally. Rick Dees is a brand. I saw him not too long ago talk about, you know, in his studio, there's a big picture of Rick Dees when he was young. And I didn't understand when he pointed at the picture, said, this is the real Rick Dees. He was talking about this is the character. This is what people see when they drive by the freeway, wherever his radio station's at. Rick Dees became a brand. And along those same lines, my favorite duo of comedy and radio, Mark and Brian, man.
They were on KLOS at the time in the later 80s. I know that you listen to them. And there's a lot of people who have that listen to our show, and there's a lot of people that have no idea who they were. But one of the things that they were famous for is doing skits. They would get calls, but in reality, it was Mark and Brian. I want you to check this out. We'll be right back.
An individual we have had on the program for the last couple of years, it appears, and by God, what would Christmas be without a visit from this gentleman, straight, direct from the North Pole. He is also an Elvis impersonator up that way. Please welcome back to the show, Elvis. Good morning.
I see, C.C. Rider. I see what you have done. Yeah, 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 yeah. I don't see, Mama Baby. It's Elvis coming at you.
Hey, Elvis.
I don't see, Mama Baby. What's going on, Mama? Mama Baby. Gonna come over to my igloo later. Gonna maybe make him with some banana and blueberry deep fried sandwiches. Yeah.
Wow, Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Now, let's try to get this right now.
Thank you.
You're an elf.
Thank you very much.
You're an elf?
Yeah, I'm an elf.
And you live at the North Pole.
I live in the North Pole.
And you're an Elvis impersonator.
And I am the Elvis impersonator. I'm Elvis. Yeah, I remember one night when I was little. Yeah. Well, littler. I was in my room singing and dancing around, you know, like I do.
Right.
And my daddy yelled, "Hey, boy, stop all that ear-splitting racket and go learn a trade. Ain't nothing wrong with building dolls and choo-choo trains and Pez dispensers for a living. It was good enough for me. It's good enough for you. Now take off your mama's pantsuit." I said, "But daddy, I want to be the greatest entertainer that's ever touched a stage like Elvis Presley.
Right.
All I need is a hook." And he said, "Son, you got to face some facts. Yeah. You're an elf, and that's all you'll ever be. Now, I know you can sing. We all can. That's one of the things us elves do. But we're supposed to sing jolly holly songs of festive merriment, not this hoochie-coochie jungle music. And elves do not wiggle their hips.
No.
And elves do not grow sideburns.
No.
And elves do not hump the cat."
Right. So.
But the point is, I just want to say, I never give up on my dream.
No?
No, baby mama. And here I am today. The most famous, most loved, highest paid entertainer in the Arctic region. I'm Elvis. Elvis, 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 Elvis.
So now, Elvis, you've been performing lately?
I do. I've been performing, absolutely. The Klondike Bar and Grill, 6 nights, 2 shows on Saturday, 7:30 and 10. No cover, 1 drink minimum. That's the Klondike Bar and Grill.
Come on by.
But I don't just impersonate the king.
No?
No. I live the life.
You live the life of the king. Meaning what?
Well, there's lots of comparisons. I hate you. I'll give you some comparisons, Mama Baby. I tell you. See? The king lived in Graceland.
Right, right.
I live near Iceland.
Wow, that's uncanny. That's kind of wacky.
The king would travel in a limo with a minibar.
Right.
I travel on a snowmobile with a drink holder. I see.
Man.
I see, see Rider.
Right. That's wild. That's so close, so similar.
I will say, one of the king's hits was "I Just Want to Be Your Teddy Bear."
Right.
I once saw an Eskimo get torn in half by a polar bear.
Look out.
I'll see.
Man, it's meant to be. It's meant to be.
I'll try to chop you. Don't be harsh in my gig. I'll come over and try to chop you.
I know you will.
Give you a hard one to the ankle. I took a karate lesson like the king, you betcha, baby.
Look out.
Mama, baby.
Holy cow.
Well, I say, I just want to come in and tell everybody, and I don't forget, I'm at the Klondike Bar and Grill all this week, and then the Whiskey of Snow Dome through New Year's.
Wow, we'll absolutely try to check out the show. And still, a lot of Yetis come to the show?
A lot of Yetis come, I tell you, boy. Hey, Yetis. Let me start on me. I won't see them Yetis. Nothing spoil a good show. The Yeti coming in and eating all my elf audience. Hot damn tamale.
So Yetis come in and they start eating the audience?
They come in and they say, oh, we'll be good. You know, we ain't hungry, though. We ain't going to eat nobody. Just let them come enjoy the show. Yeah, let's sit down. We're going to be good and all. But you get them Yeti start drinking, they get mean. I'll be right in the middle of 2001 Space Odyssey or something like that. You know, maybe a little mile away. They'll stand up and take a bite out of the front row. Them damn Yetis. Don't get me wrong. I can take out one Yeti. Mm. No problem. I just give him a crowded shot. But the Yeti, as you know, the Yeti traveled in packs.
Yeah.
On account of their pussy Yeti.
I didn't know that.
And them Yetis are just a bunch of pussies.
I didn't know that. I wasn't aware.
The traveling pack are scared of me. They know I take one of them out.
Yeah. That makes it tough.
I ain't going to put up with that no more. Not them Yetis.
No.
I'm going to start kicking me some Yeti butt. You know, like that Clint Eastwood did in some of them spy Yeti westerns?
Right.
Look
out there.
Yeah, I'm going to put on my 1 gallon hat. Grab my 0.6 shooter and put on my black trench coat from Oshkosh Bagosh and start making some of them Yetis my bitches.
Oh, look out there. Oh, God. I'm sorry, Elvis. I'm sorry that happened.
Oh, I am son bitch.
Oh, God. Well, listen. Listen, have a great holiday. And as always, thank you for popping in. Give us the latest update on the show and what all's going on there in the North Pole.
Oh, mama, baby, I enjoy coming down here. Don't forget to come see the show now. I'm Elvis. Oh, if you don't come, I'll cry and chop you. I did you when I do them Yetis when they ruin all my Elvis show.
I know.
Oh, karate chop.
I know you do.
Karate chop you. What you laughing at? I don't say, Mama, baby. I'm just going to piss me off, man. I'll come over there right now. Oh, you need it. Oh, you need it.
Oh, watch out now.
Hey, that hurt, didn't it?
You sure did.
I focus my chi.
We don't want that going on.
I'm
going
to give you ninja kick.
Oh, my God, you are getting good at that.
Can't believe you're still standing. Hell, you on some kind of drugs? You must be hyped up on that CPC something. I ain't feeling any of this. I'm gonna kick you so bad.
Oh, God, Elvis, you are fired up, boy.
Oh, you better get me out of here before I start taking names. Thank you, Mama.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building.
Yeah, you know what? Just as you, I listened to those guys religiously. Those guys were like so much of my growing up in the 80s. I mean, hell, I was a young father listening to Mark and Brian and KLOS. Me and Mrs. Chang took our daughters to many, many of the Mark and Brian drive-ins and the Halloween nights. And, you know, we went to a Christmas party. We went to the Mark and Brian golf tournaments. And it was those guys are something that, you know, you're never really going to see again. You know what people have said when they listen to us that me and you remind them of Mark and Brian. And, you know, that's very humbling and very greatly, greatly appreciated. But it was those guys. I mean, those cats went on radio and they did a drunk show. One of the first times in any type of history. And the thing was, it was hilarious. It was sometimes X-rated, but yet they did it for a main purpose. Do not go out and drink and drive. Because look what happens when you're inebriated.
We are just lacking the $5 million contract.
I'll do it for $1 million.
On that, let's jump into something else. Let's jump over to something else, Chang. We let people hear some of the jocks. And I want to let you listen to a couple more because they're just fascinating to hear. If you get a chance, go on YouTube. You can catch the clips. Up next, this is JoJo Cookin' Kincaid from 1987 when he was at KKLQ in San Diego's Q106.
Credit approval.
Yeah.
Dealer participation may affect final price.
Yeah. Okay, this is it. The beginning of your party music
marathon with money in the music. Friday, my attitude is showing. JoJo Cookin' here on Q. 106. Write the song down. Word up. This will get you $106 if you count to win on the Q. San Diego's new Q. You don't have to tell me what day it is. It's Friday. Party time. Weekend beginning now. It's five o'clock. If you're ready to do it. Quitting time. KKLQ, AM and FM, San Diego. If you're ready, let's get cooking. San Diego's new Q106. JoJo cooking, funking out, baby. Big earthquake yesterday in Los Angeles. This is the weekend kickoff, so I can... Yeah, I feel the ground shaking again here. It's Friday. I'm feeling real good. Weather for San Diego, beautiful.
And along those lines, Chang, we had so many here in Southern California. But jumping over to back east, just an honorable mention, because there is a guy that he is still doing radio. Not sure where he's at today, but Broadway Bill Lee. From Hot 97, this is from November 1988. Take a listen.
The most music, Hot 97. Rock and steady, always ready for 50 minutes of music every hour. Now we're looking at New York City weather. From Fox 5 meteorologist Nick Gregory. Clear and breezy tonight, low down to 35. Sunny, chilly tomorrow, high 45. That's what it is now in Central Park. On the radio, 97.1 with those concert tickets to see New Edition after this. It's the most music, Hot 97. End of the show, Mr. Lee. Gotta go until tomorrow. Stay calm, kiss your mom and the mom. Do the best you can. Remember, God loves you better now. Our own.
The fire, the energy, phenomenal.
The energy alone, it's just like it's a firecracker in the microphone. Now, I got a cat right here. Some of you may remember. He is from K-Rock, and this is from 1982. Do you remember this cat? Freddie Snakeskin from K-Rock.
Yes. He had a mustache, dark hair, dark mustache. Well, very, very thin. He was like a surfer boy.
Yes.
With a little mustache.
Yes. He kind of looked like... he had that porno mustache, but he looked like he was a roadie from the Beach Boys.
Yeah, and he... You can tell this guy, this cat was always getting high,
too.
He was very... He was a slow talker, but let's take a listen to a good old Freddie Snakeskin from KRQ.
The world famous K-Rock, it's King Cotton doing Stick to the Grind. One time, y'all, baby. And you also heard Shattered by the Stones before that, and Oingo Boingo with Goodbye Goodbye off the Fast Times at Ridgemont High album. Thanks a lot for the scrutiny, pal. Talk of the Town by the Pretenders was before that. You also heard the Boomtown Gnats doing Skin on Skin. And the first song that you heard, appropriately enough, number one lowest common denominator, was committed by Todd Rundgren. And now, in lieu of the presence of Dr. George Baby Cooing, here's the K-Rock Highway Patrol weather for L.A. and Orange County. There you go. A few showers and a chance of thunder showers this afternoon with a 60% chance of measurable rain at some point. It's going to be partly cloudy tomorrow. Overnight low in the mid-60s, tomorrow's high in the low 80s. It's now 77 in San Diego, wherever the hell that is. 74 in Orange County, 76 in the valley, 72 at the beach, and 68 degrees here at K-Rock. That's now available at all Licorice Pizza stores. Licorice Pizza, the tastiest music in town.
Now, bro, everybody in Los Angeles radio or even television remember the voice of America's top 100, top 10, Mr. Casey Kasem. Who could forget the legendary voice of the countdown that you heard on the weekends from Casey Kasem? Who could forget the TV shows Casey was on? The gorgeous daughter that Casey had, who followed his footsteps and did radio with Motley Crue bandmate, bass player Nikki Sixx for a bit. Casey Kasem is an icon to American radio here in Los Angeles, and I think broadcast-wise globally.
Notably, he was in charge and the voice of American Top 40. You got to remember, he was there at American Top 40 since 1970 to 1988. So he had a flourishing career. And one thing I don't know if anybody knew about this, but Casey Kasem also was a voice actor. And he voiced one of the most famous characters in all of 70s and 80s cartoons, and that was Shaggy Rogers.
And Shaggy would like to say a few words to the young people out there, all right?
Go ahead. Are you Shaggy?
I'm Shaggy. And he's always talking about his good buddy Scoob, his old friend, his old pal, his old dear, dear buddy. And Shaggy would say right now, not all young children are as fortunate as you are. There are some that aren't. And some of them have muscular dystrophy. And there's one way to make sure that we one day find a cure for it. So just like Scoop would say, that's right, Raggy. I'm saying, as Shaggy, pitch in. Get those dimes and those quarters and those pennies. They add up, and they can all make a big, big difference. Your old pal Shaggy and Scooby, too, saying, why don't you do it this morning and remind Mom and Dad to get to that phone and make their pledge, too,
you probably remember Charlie Tuna from
KRLA. KRLA and also KRLA 101, I think, later
in
years.
Yeah, where he started, I believe, in the early 70s with KRLA, and then he finished his career in the late 80s. You know, he had that one soundtrack, Charlie Tuna, and then you would hear the applause.
Yes.
It's such a... radio jocks like that that put their own personality and their own spin edit wise that is just an art loss. And I have to commend you, my brother, not only because I'm sitting across the room from you, but you have captured that with a lot of the stupidity that you and me throw into these microphones, and it's very reminiscent. And I hope that you understand, bro, that that is greatly appreciated by your partner and everybody out there listening. But definitely, it adds a little bit of that firecracker into the microphone that we've lost with some of the guys that we're talking about now.
Yeah, you know what, brother? I really, really appreciate it. That's why for all of our 80s fans, that's why we're here. And it's not always, you know, talking about music. It's not always talking about movies. Sometimes we're going to talk about the behind the scenes of things. And in this case, tonight, we are talking about the behind the scenes of why radio in the 1980s was so great. And it all started... Right. With the jock, with the DJ, with that radio personality. Who is your favorite? Let us know at our Facebook page. Send us a little note under the picture of the radio jocks for today. Now, was there a jock that you hated, that you couldn't stand? Because I'll tell you what, there's always that one person who, when they would come on, you would turn them off. But at the end of the day, even they were better than anything we have today.
Jed the Fish of K-Rock.
Oh, you're killing me. He was my favorite DJ from K-Rock.
Jed the Fish of K-Rock. I was not a big K-Rock fan back in the 80s. No, bro.
Jed the Fish on KROQ, next to the poor man, he was one of the most recognized ones who remains still till today doing some part in that radio station. But this was a quick impression of Jed the Fish. That was the Smiths on KROQ. This is Jed'em the Fish'em. I want to remind you guys to just stay cool and rad. Up next, here's The Cure. So don't forget, Jed'em the Fish'em on KROQ.
B-52s, you have to see it to believe it. This is Wig on K-Rock. This is KROQ FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles, rock of the 80s.
If you talk to most of the radio personalities of back in the 1980s and before, they will... Every single one of them attest to the fact that radio, when it changed, it did not change for the better. And a lot of them will tell you to your face, radio is dead. Radio is just a different, this is a different business. It's a different animal altogether. This is not what radio used to be.
Now, I have a book that was written by Jim Ladd. It's called Radio Waves. The book is written pretty much about the beginnings of terrestrial radio, rock and roll radio, which the generation of the 80s knows was KMET, bands like K-West, the birth of KLOS, which later kind of turned over into later rock and roll radio with Pirate Radio in Los Angeles, KNAC 105.5 rock and roll radio of Los Angeles. And the 80s not only was an embalmment of fashion, freedom, individualism, but it was that in every essence, with our fashion, with our actors, actresses, our entertainment, our styles, our likes in life, the colors, the flashy games, the music, and the radio station, and the personalities that we all shared and loved in our own communities and at our own times during the 80s. So, radio and radio personalities were just as important to the 80s as all of the other things that I mentioned. It didn't matter where you grew up, what state you grew up in the 80s, the vibe was pretty much the same. If you cranked on an FM station, you were going to get electrically shocked by the radio personality that was going to come into your head at any given moment. And they were going to bring on a show that took you on a journey of the mind, theater of the mind, as Jim Ladd used to say. And initially, Freeform Radio was put together and brought upon to get away from conservative radio, which our parents were listening to. You know, radio back then goes back to when that was your whole source of entertainment, where they would tell you a story and you would sit by with family members and you would mentally put that picture together that they were talking about on the radio, where radio of the 70s kind of intertwined with freedom and hippieism and music and entertainment more as another type of life, instead of being around the family and the tube or that kind of unit. It was kind of individualism, a chance for people to go out and be free, enjoy the music, enjoy the camaraderie that the jock and the music that they played brought to you. And in radio waves, it touched base upon the story and the outline of rock and roll radio, but not only rock and roll radio, where it came from the foundation of radio in AM back in the early 50s and 60s when it was taboo to like rock and roll. And the 80s radio just captivated everything. All the bad boy type of feeling that it gave, the negative energy, the devil's behind it in the 80s, because we were a lot more freer in that era with everything about us. I remember our conversation with Gino Michelini, the funny, 5 o'clock funny jock of KLOS radio of the 80s. He had this laugh that was just captivating, and it was just, you could recognize Gino's voice and his laugh. You can always close your eyes and listen to Gino Michelini and just laugh, because you knew he was the guy bringing you 5 o'clock funnies. That was all comedy and take you away from the end of the workday. And he was going to come back with something just as clever and funny, but he was going to play some music that was going to make you laugh with I Don't Want to Work, All I Want to Do Is Bang All the Drum All Day by Todd Rundgren. That type of jock, that type of freedom is gone. And I'll never forget what, like Gino said, when it stopped being fun, that's when he knew it was done.
Once again, I always go back to my same description. They just don't make them like that anymore. All right, Cenk. Well, look, we've talked about it today, about the importance of, I mean, we showed you. We let you listen to some of the greatest jocks that the United States has ever produced in different parts of the country here in the United States. Isn't it cool to know, Cenk, that you and I grew up in that era? We got to probably be the last ones to see any kind of entertainment on FM radio, even AM radio, like it was. Radio left such an impression in our soul and in our minds. Now, years later, we miss that type of radio personality. We miss that type of radio delivery, and we miss that type of company in the mornings or evenings. But we miss having that friend, that person across that would take my sadness and transfer them into laughs. We'll probably leave this for a part two for next week. So on behalf of Toscano and Cenk, on behalf of myself, I want to wish you a happy week. Be safe, stay cool wherever you are, and keep introducing the 80s to a whole new generation.
All righty, everybody. Hopefully you enjoyed this rendition of Back to the 80s. And this is the Cenk before we release you to another Changtastic week. Remember, you matter. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you love, what you believe in, or what you got. You matter. And remember, if you dig the vibe that we are giving you, please, please, please share the show. Jump in on our social media pages. Chime in. Become part of the show. Until the next time we crack the mic, the Cenk bids you all a sayonara. Hasta la vista. Hasta luego. Hasta mañana. Adios. Arrivederci. And later, bro, to all my cats and kitties in the valley at OC, and to all my homies in this barrio of life. Orale vato. Take me back to the glory days.